Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up. Yo, this is Level Up Daily, and I'm your host, DeAndre Evans. And you already know what time it is. It's time to level up. Let's get it. Yo, what's going on, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning, and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. It's Friday, which is currently Easter weekend, which is great, right? Which means, fellas, you're getting ready for the Final Four, right? Major countdown happening. All I can say is I'm from Michigan, so Michigan is actually in the Final Four, but I'm not sure about your other guys out there. I don't want to rub it in, but we're winning on this side of the state up north. Also, ladies, you know, special shout out to you right now because, for one, you get a chance to relax. You know, it's the weekend. You get a chance to let your hair down, right? Take off the heels, you know, just be you. And also the fact that you probably hang out with your girls and get some rest, because this is one of the only times where your man is probably preoccupied doing something else and not getting on your nerves and asking you, hey, babe, what are we eating for dinner today? Right. So take advantage of it. Right. But I know many of us, you know, probably had a busy week. I know I did for sure. New deals, new clients. And I'm starting to establish my brand across multiple industries here. And I'm pretty excited about that. Level Up Daily will be a brand to reckon with. Don't forget it. But nonetheless, though, I'm sure you all had a busy week, right, yourselves. You probably planned some trips. You probably out of town currently for Easter weekend, you know, spending time with family and friends, doing an Easter egg hunt, you know, closing some deals, making new connections. Or you probably just finishing up school, you know, taking a little break, spring break or something going on. I do want to shout out those who are in school. I know my lady's in school right now, and she's busting her ass, you know, going to nursing school. And she's, you know, going through that phase where it's like, I want to quit this shit right now. but I got to keep going and make things happen. But, you know, shout out to those in school who's actually grinding and pushing for their dreams and really going for it. Major shout out, because I know that shit is not easy, right? And, you know, weekends like this, to be honest, is where we really have to take a step back and, you know, take time to take a second and realize that we've been grinding so hard and we need to take time to refill and actually enjoy the fruits of our labor, right? Which actually brings me to my topic for today. Okay, something that was, you know, actually requested by a fellow listener. Shout out to this person. I don't know the name. It was just anonymous somehow. But it was currently going through a similar situation to what we're going to talk about here. And I feel like we all been there before. If not, we're currently going through it too. And this is a topic that revolves around work and our personal lives. Something that takes time to understand, but can be the difference maker within our lives. Something I honestly have a hard time talking about because of the principles behind it. But I feel as though we can learn from each other, you know, and grow together and potentially help bring some self-awareness to this topic, which is balance, right? Creating that work-life balance is essential. Something that is, you know, fundamental when it comes to creating happiness within our lives, but yet it's very difficult to obtain due to, you know, society and the constant need of leveling up and getting to the next level and pushing yourself, right? See, we all have our own perspectives when it comes to work-life balance or even work-life integration, which I just learned recently. like the scale of, you know, our responsibilities are different for each of us, and knowing how to establish that line in the sand and saying, you know, it's time to grind versus it's time to relax is imperative, right? Like, I have no interest in imposing my work-life balance on any of you, right? On anyone listening to this podcast or anyone outside of this podcast. But, you know, we got people DMing me saying, you know, damn, bro, I've been following you, you know, since 2014. You know, you've been grinding on and off social media. You know, you've been working at a level that makes me feel uncomfortable, you know, which I think is a good thing, right? Then I have people saying, you know, cool, bro, you done well for yourself, man. You know, major shout outs, you know, all the accolades and everything. But your family should come first and not work, right? So as you can tell, this is very, very difficult to talk about as far as creating that work-life balance, because we all have different perspectives and on what we believe in as far as our responsibilities and what we consider valuable to us. So with that being said, I want to dive into this, man, and really break it down in a sense that hopefully it makes sense to you. And then again, we can bring some value to those around you as well, which I find to be a bit of the far side is based off what people said off of that. Because, you know, for one, people don't know what's going on in my life personally and or your life and their relationships with your family or your spouse. Like, you have to be clear and understanding on what's important versus what's not. And we also have to know when to take a step back and appreciate the things we have, right? So I don't think it's a quantitative game. It's more like a quality game. And also, you know, you're listening to a guy who didn't grow up with a dad since the age of two. So the only people that I'm going to respond to on this conversation are the 11 people who I most care about around this issue. And I suggest, you know, you do the same. Like, don't let the opinions of others shape your judgment on what you feel and believe is right when it comes to creating that ecosystem of work-life balance, or even if you want to call it integration, because it's important once you meet your deadline or finish up a project that you take time to refill and appreciate your hard work and dedication. Like, I will also recommend that it's important that you continue to push the ball down the field, right? Whether it's in a black and white type of way or an area or shade of gray, to help you understand why balance is so important. And for example, I was talking to my sister earlier today about this topic, who is, you know, married and has a child and currently has another one on the way and runs a business, you know, 365 every day of the year, right? And we were talking about this topic and how one should learn how to create balance within their lives, especially if that person is in a relationship, right? So she stated that if you are in a relationship, it's imperative that you clarify with your spouse from the start the do's and don'ts on what's happening inside your household. And what she meant by that was, whether it's, you know, to leave business at the office or simply not even to discuss anything outside of your personal lives. Like, don't bring business home, period. Let's be honest. If you have a business and you decide to bring work home with you, right, and let that be clear from the start that this may be a reoccurring thing, that's fine. But if not, then leave it at the office. Like, just like if you got business hours, whether it's, you know, 6 to 2 or 9 to 5 or 10 to 7, you should have personal hours as well for yourself and for your family. Like, this will help create that balance and eliminate any regret that may come to you later from your current decisions, right? Like, your reward is hanging out with your family and friends and doing whatever the fuck you want to do when you have your free time and when you're off work, right? And I'm just being real and just taking a second to be honest. Like, you should work hard as fuck and push yourself to become better for you and your family. But if your grind is starting to affect those you love and it's causing problems, then you have to realize that and take time to slow up a bit and work together on how to make things work. Whether it's, you know, these days are ours, you know, this day is dinner, or these 3 hours on Sunday are ours, or this is mine and that's yours. Like, communication is huge when it comes to creating harmony between the two. And yes, don't get me wrong, you know, there are times where you have to be in grind mode in order to get things done and provide for your family. But there are also times where you have to realize that every action, there is a reaction. And if you are focusing too much on one thing, right, versus the other, then things start to slip away from you. Like, and I'm just being real here. There are dads out there that would never miss their son's baseball game, ever, right? But some would. If only there's a greater opportunity for him to capitalize on something for his family that can make a huge difference within their lives, then yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of us would take that opportunity, right? Like, you don't ever want to question whether you should decide between going to your son's baseball game or taking this client on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Right, that shouldn't be a decision. You should really start to weigh out every chance that occurred, right? Like, you just have to decide on what's right, whether it's missing a game, but catching the next two or three, or treating him for ice cream or something after the big win since you missed the last game, and making sure, you know, you're at the next one with a new glove in your hand for him to use for the game. Like, you know, you have to create that balance. And it's all about creating that open line of communication. And if you're single, this also applies to you as well, because you need to take time to sit down and write down what you value the most and what sacrifices are you willing to make in order to make your life better and your family lives better. So as you guys are moving forward here, right, into the next week and moving forward into April, you know, with your family over this course of time, just realize that, you know, there's a bigger picture here. And that you need to play it smart and learn how to establish some type of core principles that will help make it easier for you to make it better decisions on what you want, along with holding yourself accountable for what's important to you and those you love. Yo, what's going on, guys? Tuning back into the segment here. Just want to say thank you so much for checking out this episode. I greatly appreciate the love and support that you guys have been giving me since day one. You guys are awesome. I greatly appreciate you all. And hopefully I was able to provide, you know, some value and some insight on a topic that I feel like personally is very difficult to talk about, because we all have different perspectives and views on how one should balance, right, work life and relationships and all of that, right? So hopefully I was able to not necessarily push you towards one way as far as thinking, but just open up your mind a little bit on how, you know, situations may occur where you might have to change some things, or in order to, you know, make a sacrifice to make a difference in your lives, to make things better, not just for yourself, but for your family, right? And learn how to take a step back and enjoy the fruits of your labor and the rewards and the hard work and dedication that you put in, because that's really what you're doing it for. You're working so hard to be rewarded, and it's important that you take time to, you know, disconnect from the business realm, your work life, and make that relationship connection with your family, you know, your children and everything going on. So with that being said, I hope you guys was able to take some value from this. I greatly appreciate the love and support again. And if you guys have not already, definitely tune in, you know, to my segment here that's coming up on Monday, because I got some fire for you guys. I'm trying to switch up the flow a little bit, but I'm pretty sure you guys will love it, because you guys have been showing love since day one. So with that being said, man, much love, peace, and blessings. Enjoy this Easter weekend. Eat as much food as you can. Oh, and before I go, Michigan, we're going to win it all. All right, peace.